Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about experienced men and women should be flexible enough to move to foreign lands. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. If you're a person who wants to climb up the ladder and also make good money, then perhaps sticking to just one place is not the solution. You have to look for the opportunities outside your city or state, and if you're willing to move outside your country. There are countries apart from U.S. who pays good to foreign laborers, and especially more to the Americans. They are of the opinion that Americans are the most professional and know how to get work done. Therefore, the scope of doing well in a foreign land is higher. This does not imply that you do not have to have much scope in the homeland, but it's just that you get extra mileage out there. People from the construction arena have a wider range of possibilities in the Gulf countries. So many people from the U.S., they work there for a few years and then return to start a business of their own. This makes more sense to them as they are able to mint a lot of money out there, and then once they return, they know where they have to invest all their wealth to. So they basically start their own company. They are now available to take risks which were not possible for them to take during the time when they did not have enough money, and can also strive for a few months if at all the market is not doing well. So they just sit tight with perhaps no work in hand and wait for the right moment. If you do not have the money in hand, you will probably think of just winding it up and looking for something else, but moving to a foreign land has definitely helped you take care of your bad times. Countries outside U.S. needs competent mechanics who are experienced and have the know-how to deal with specific issues related to heavy equipment. So this gives the mechanics who have the loads of experience under their belt to move to those places and take up senior level positions where they do not have to directly deal with the machines, but their work will be restricted to such direct young guys and teach them to work on machines. So you would be more like a trainer in the foreign countries. This is not only gives you the rise in your package, but also it gives you an argument in your positions. When we speak about moving to different places, you also are related to learning something new from others. People in other countries may not work in the same way as we do here in the United States. They may be equally competent, but when it comes to work, but they may lack something for which they need us to guide them to the right direction. We not only get a fat package, but we learn the way of working which may be better than ours. So you can bring their techniques that find you to be better than ours here and incorporate it into your men or women. However, for that, you got to be flexible to move to different places. So generate the courage to move out of your comfort zone, and you will find things changing for you today. Again, this is an opportunity of a lifetime right now over there. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.